This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Progress in medicine has made it possible for more people to survive into adulthood after being born with heart defects, but few survivors get the specialized care for adult congenital heart disease that they still need. I talked about this with Dr. Beth Brickner. She's a professor of internal medicine at UT Southwestern Medical Center.
It's about 1 million people have grown into adulthood with congenital heart disease, and what they're adding about 20,000 or so more each year.
It's about a 5% increase every year. You know, we were able to repair simple defects.
Such as?
About half or slightly less than half of congenital heart defects are relatively simple problems, like a hole in the heart or a blocked valve or a blood vessel. And those were easier to repair even in the early days of cardiac surgery. But some of the really complex problems where there's only one pumping chamber instead of two, those children often didn't have good surgical options, or we would do a palliative procedure where they try to fix the circulation a little bit, but it wasn't a real correction. You would like give some more blood flow to the lungs by making a new connection to the lungs. That was a procedure that could be done back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. But now our surgeons can correct or partially repair patients with really, really complex defects. There's also catheter-based techniques that are incredibly important to allowing these young people to survive into adulthood.
So when you grow into adulthood, congenital heart disease, is that something you have to continue to manage throughout life?
Many patients, their families, their primary care physicians think that congenital heart disease is a children's disease. If you had surgery when you were a child, then it's finished and you can put it behind you. And for many people, that is not true. And for about half the population, they will have a moderate or complex problem that requires lifelong follow-up.
So how do you manage the disease?
Continued visits with the doctors are very important because the way that these patients tend to come back into healthcare is often with a rhythm problem or what we call heart failure, which means the heart is not pumping adequately, or they can have a stroke, or they can have another complication related to their abnormal heart. And sometimes those things can be prevented or at least better treated if we're following them on a regular basis.
Would a regular cardiologist do, or do you need a person who's trained for this?
Actually, the American Board of Medical Specialties, which is the big governing board for all specialties of medicine, agreed a couple of years ago that these patients deserved either an adult cardiologist like myself, who's had special training or long experience in taking care of patients with congenital heart disease, or a pediatric cardiologist who gains experience in taking care of adults with congenital heart disease.
Do we know what causes congenital heart disease to begin with?
Most of the time, there's no obvious cause. It is presumed that some sort of environmental insult, something that maybe mom had an illness or something during a critical part of pregnancy when the heart is forming, that caused the heart to form abnormally. Now, there's a lot of information about what specific genes control the development of the heart, and there's a lot more information about specific genetic abnormalities that may predispose you to have a child with congenital heart disease. But most of the time, it is unknown. And most people are the only person in their family who have congenital heart disease.
Should be noted, though, you could have the disease into adulthood and not know it.
The children with the most significant defects tend to be the ones that get picked up in early childhood. Either you are symptomatic as a child, usually because you're short of breath or you have chest pain or you have low oxygen levels and you actually look blue to the doctors, or you really struggle in early childhood. But not every congenital heart defect actually affects the way that the heart functions. So some people, even though they have an abnormal connection or an abnormal valve formation, they may not have symptoms as an adult or not until much later in adulthood. And sometimes people look at their ultrasound or their echocardiogram and don't even recognize that there's an abnormality unless you're actually trained to recognize some of these congenital heart abnormalities.
Dr. Brickner, thank you for being with me.
You're welcome.